So one of the first lessons, I think, of parenting, every good parent knows, is don't ever wake a sleeping child. Right? If a kid is sleeping, no matter what needs to get done, it's not worth it to wake them up. You just let them sleep. The question is, let's say, you have a child who's 7 or 8 years old, you know, still a child, an age where you still want the kid to be sleeping. So, you know, do you have to wake them up for time for Kriya Shema in the morning or not? Very basic question. Either you wake a sleeping child or you don't. What about if you have a really smart 8-year-old kid who tells his parents, I don't want to go to bed at 7 o'clock. It's the summer. And it's not Zman Kriya Shema until 9 o'clock. You know, I can't say Kriya Shema at night. So I'm not going to bed for another hour. Are you able to tell the kid to, you know, shut up and go into bed? Or do you have to, you know, keep the kid up for another hour or not? Very basic question. So it's a very clean Mishnah. It's very easy. Not so many machloksim on the clear read of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nashim va'avadim uktanim, a Mishnah in Brachos, is peturim mikriyishma. A woman, va'avadim and ketanim, are pater from kriyishma. Question is, what type of katan are we talking about? Are we talking about a 2-year-old? Or are we talking about a 9-year-old? Is pater from kriyishma. What do you think? You see, anything under bar mitzvah is pater from kriyishma?
No.
Well, you're saying, so...
Shtei Saros
is already, you know, at the age of bar mitzvah. You take an 8-year-old boy, 7-year-old boy, 8-year-old boy, he's not Shtei Saros yet. So, no, probably not, presumably not. So if that's the case, according to you, an 8-year-old boy would be pater from Krishma. And in fact, that's what Rashi says. Rashi's okay with you, he agrees with you 100%. Rashi says, afilu katan shehagia lechinuch. Even a 10-year-old son, you know, is pater from Kriyashma. Why? Well, he tivu al aviv lechancho b'kriyashma. A father doesn't need to teach him Kriyashma. Why not? Lefi she'eno matzui tamid kishemegia zman Kriyashma. Because the father's not home when it comes time for Kriyashma, right? Kids and father, most fathers are already at work in the morning by the time the kid wakes up, or they're home and they're not home from work by the time, you know, the kid goes to bed, unfortunately, nowadays, you know. So if that's the case, so you're not able to be home to teach the kid Krishma. So there's no mitzvah chinuch on a child, says Rashi. According to Rashi, a 10-year-old kid, the father has no mitzvah chinuch to teach his 10-year-old son the mitzvah of Krishma. Tosa says, that's ridiculous. It can't be that way. It can't be that the Mishnah is talking about even 10-year-old children. You know what the Mishnah is talking about, says Tosas? It must be talking about a 3-year-old. You know, a little kid, a kid, a father is pater from Kriya Shema to teach his kid his 3-year-old Kriya Shema. But once you get to the age of chinuch, which will, for argument's sake, we'll say 6 or 7 or 8 for now, and that's really what the poskim say. Once you get to 6, 7, and 8, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you are chayiv to teach your son Kriya Shema, presumably in the proper time, right? Well, what does Tosfos do with the problem of Rashi? Yeah, Rashi had a good question. The father's not home. How's the father going to do chinuch? So how's the father going to teach his kids? So what's the answer to that? What's Tosfos going to say? The father should come home?
Mother.
The mother, maybe. Mother may not be chayiv in chinuch, though. So if that's the case, what
when
do you...
When he's home, he does it.
See? Tosa says, I don't care, just because the father has to stay at work. He doesn't have a mitzvah of chinuch. Presumably, he has to do it in the proper time, teach his kid the proper time. And if the father's not home, okay, so he's got to figure out, I don't know, call in. You know, call from work, and it's a time for Kriya Shema, and say, you got to say Kriya Shema. How do we pass in halacha?
What do you do with somebody who doesn't have father?
Right, okay, so then some... Correct, so if someone doesn't have a father and he needs to do Kriya Shema, someone else has to teach him the mitzvah. Correct, then other people have a mitzvah of chinuch. Presumably that's what Tosfos would hold. How do we pass in halacha l'maisa? We pass in like Rashi or Tosfos? It's pretty big nafkamina. Does a 10-year-old have to learn Kriya Shema or not? Is a father obligated to teach his 10-year-old kid mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Very basic nachlokes.
Presumably he has a rebbe of some sort.
Presumably he has a rebbe, but you have a mitzvah chinuch. A father has a mitzvah chinuch. Does he have to teach his kid, this 10-year-old kid, Kriya Shema or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Ketanim Pater, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. Rabbeinu Tam, it's Pater, you know, when he's, you know, Kishuwa Higiyah L'Chinuch, but you're Chayiv afterwards. As opposed to Rashi, Afilu Higiyah L'Chinuch, you're still Pater always. Because the father's not around. So how does Shulchan Aruch Paskin? He adds in 4 words. V'roi Linog K'Rabbeinu Tam. You have to be like Rabbeinu Tam. It's preferable to be like Rabbeinu Tam, which means a father does have a mitzvah of chinuch for his 10-year-old son to teach him Kriya Shema. Yeah? According to Shulchan Aruch, father has a chiyuv. The Vilna Gaon says, well, you know what? Really, we're basking like Rashi. And the Mishnah Berurah acknowledges this Vilna Gaon and says, well, look, really, we should basking like Rashi. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, he points out, since the Shulchan Aruch says you pass like Rabbeinu Tam, he says, what would it be? According to Rabbeinu Tam, gam shikrena bizman kriya shma ima brachos ufnei l'achreel. According to Rabbeinu Tam, which is what Shulchan Aruch says, technically a father should make sure that his kid says kriya shma in the proper time. In other words, if his man kriya shma is 9:05, you better make sure your kid is up Sunday morning, a 10-year-old son, at 9:05. If your kid is, you know, goes to bed at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., and he's a 9-year-old boy, seemingly you would have to make sure, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, that he says Kriya Shema in the proper time if we pass him like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so Rashi says, listen to this Mishnah Berurah. Rashi says, however, Afal gav dimidina mistabra k'Rashi, even though, you know, really we pass him like Rashi, which means you're not chayev, v'chein kasev agra, Afal piken nachon linog k'Rabbeinu Tam. You should try to be like Rabbeinu Tam and make sure your kid says Kriya Shema in the, if he's a 9-year-old kid, a 10-year-old kid, make sure he says Kriya Shema in the proper time. And he says, so says the Rambam. Now what do you think about this Rambam? The Rambam is a little bit vague. Rambam says, Nashim v'avadim uktanim are pater from Kriya Shema. But then he says, "Umalamdim esakatanim." You should teach the children lekrosa beonasa in the proper time. Umevarchin lefaneh veachreah to make a bracha before and after. You know the birchas kriya shema kedei lechanchan bemitzvos. So what does the Rambam sound like? Sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that you are obligated to teach them chinuch. However, and according to this, let's just clarify what this means. You now have a Shulchan Aruch, you have a Rabbeinu Tam, you have a Rambam, which all say, this is pretty scary, that you are obligated to make sure your 10-year-old kid says Kriya Shema in the proper time. If I was a smart 10-year-old kid and I was sitting in this chair right here, I would go home and tell my parents in the summer, I ain't going to bed until I can say Kriya Shema. Which, huh?
You'd have a sick snake over there, though. Yehuda's man.
Oh, okay, fine. So the parents are smart, they tell him Plaga Mincha. Still Plaga Mincha already in the summer, the way... Well, what is that? 7 o'clock? Seven fifteen? You know, you can push it off a little bit. And the guy says, I don't want to pass my Rabbeinu. You know, I don't want to do the plaga mincha. I want to, you know, the full blown shkia. It's a big deal. I'm more interested in the morning though. Some of the early morning kriya shmas, you know, 9 o'clock. So sometimes these 10-year-old kids, 10-year-old boys like to sleep late if they don't have yeshiva, right? You sleep till 9 o'clock, you're gonna miss kriya shma. Or the first thing they want to do, they don't even want to read a book. They don't want to sit up and daven right away in the morning and say Kriya Shema. You know, so it's a, do you have, according to Mr. Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rambam, according to the Mishnah Berurah so far, sounds like you need to say Kriya Shema in the right time. So how are we going to get out of it? How are we going to, you know, save kids from getting 10-year-old boys from having to say Kriya Shema in the proper time? Is there any way out? So one way out, perhaps, is the Lech HaMishnah. It says, well, this Rambam doesn't really sound so much like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam just said is that Noshim, Avadim, and Ketanim are part of from Kriya Shema. However, then he says, Malamdim es Ketanim l'krosa b'onasim. You teach kids to read in the proper time. U'mavarchin l'fnei v'achreah k'dei v'chanchan b'mitzvahs. So the Lech HaMishnah says that chinuch is just a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a nice idea. You want the kid, a mitzvah ba'alma, says the Lech HaMishnah. A separate mitzvah, you want to try to encourage chinuch. That's the point of parents, to encourage chinuch. But perhaps from that Lech HaMishnah, it doesn't really mean that you have to do it in the proper time. Even though the Rambam seems to indicate it has to be at the same time, perhaps from this Lech HaMishnah, you can knock it down a notch and say, look, all the father needs to do, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is teach him to say Kriya Shema. Does it have to be all the rules of Kriya Shema? I don't know, my 8-year-old doesn't say, she's a girl, but okay, she doesn't say all three paragraphs of Shema. I don't know, in Beis Yaakov, they only teach in second grade, they only teach the first paragraph. They don't say the second set. So girls may be different. Maybe boys, I don't know if boys are different, but you know, but maybe if according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a real mitzvah that they have to do in the proper time, you would seemingly have to teach them all three paragraphs. So maybe you could just say like this Lech HaMishnah. The point is to try to, you know, inculcate with them and try to teach them the main aspects of Kriya Shema, but you don't have to actually follow all the rules at this point. That's one answer. It's a pretty weak answer. So what else are we going to say? So if you look at the Piskei Tshuvas and you look at Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, It was a quote for you in Arletzion, which I saw inside of Bensin Abashal, new Sfaradim. Yeah, it was big. This is a good psak for all you Sfaradim. The problem is that we'll see, does anyone argue on this? And Bensin Abashal says, look, since really the Mishnah Berurah acknowledges that really we paskin like Rashi. Rashi says, you don't need to do chinuch for a 12-year-old, 11-year-old kid at all, Kriya Shema at all, because the father's not home at the proper time. If that's the case, really, if the kid is sleeping, or the kid is you know, it's hard to get him to say Kriya Shema, you can rely on Rashi, says the Arlet Zion, and you don't have to wake a kid up just to say Kriya Shema, which is a whopper cool. That's a very big cool. And all the poskim, all these Ashkenazi poskim, just quote him, Rabbi Bensin Abishol, is like, you know, that's the psak for Klal Yisrael, which would be fine if anyone else says that. I couldn't find anyone else who says like this Bensin Abishol. It's a pretty big clue, and all the Achronim quote this heter. According to this, you could rely on Rashi and not have to teach your kid, not have to wake your kid up to say Kriya Shema in the morning. Finally, I'm looking. Finally, go home, and I was praying this in the Beis Medrash, and I see that I have the Mahadura Chadasha of Dirshu's Mishnah Berurah. Okay, I just got this recently. In the Mahadura Chadasha, the new volume, they have an addendum to this.
Teacher's edition.
Yeah, in the new edition, they have an avol. They have an avol after they quote Rabbi Bensin Abishol. Who's the avol? I don't know. I don't know who. We have to get hold of this. I couldn't find this online. Das Rabbi Yashav quoted in the Kuntres Chinuch Habanim Kol Avreichim Rechovos Simon Chavdal. I don't know. It's from Rabbi Yisraelson. Okay, who says that Ratzli Lehairo Im Efsher. Really, you should wake the kid up. Because it makes more sense to wake the kid up, because if we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam, you have to wake the kid up. He's chayv to do it in the proper time. You should really wake the kid up. And he says, Achim Koshalo Mod ain't Sarch Leiro. But if you shake him a couple of times, and the kid says, you know, leave me alone, I just want to go back to sleep, so you don't have to like pour water on his head to wake him up. You know, you could be sufficient that you tried. However, he says, even if you wake him up, he could rely on the later Zman of Kriya Shema. He doesn't have to go to Magen Avraham. You can wait him up. He says you can leave him Sofa Zman with Viagra Viagraz. According to this, though, really, I think that fits a little bit more nicely with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. If you follow like Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a mitzvah chinuch, it has to be done in the proper time, why would you not have to wake your kid up? If you have to say it, make him say Kriya Shema in the proper time, you better wake him up. However, Rabbi Bensin Abishol is a very, very strong person to rely upon, of course, and therefore, definitely for Sfaradim, they could say, well, Arlet Zion says, you don't have to wake him up, so I don't need to wake him up. But if seemingly, according to this Pesach from Eliashiv, you would have to wake him up ideally, and if the kid is smart, he will quote, he'll tell you, oh, it says in Madura Chadash of the new Dirshu Mishnah Berurah that I don't need to go to bed until I say Kriya Shema in the proper time.
Isn't it that